thing there that said a person lived here, unless you counted the hundreds of blue and yellow Jolly Sailor wrappers pinned on one wall. She'd taken one of them down. It was still underneath her mattress at home, and she remembered the story. It was very unusual for Granny Aching to say more than a sentence. She used words as if they cost money. But there'd been one day when she'd taken food up to the hut, and Granny had told her a story. A sort of a story. She'd unwrapped the tobacco, and looked at the wrapper, and then looked at Tiffany with that slightly puzzled look she used, and said, "I must have looked at a thousand of these things, and I never once saw his boat." That was how she pronounced boat. Of course, Tiffany had rushed to have a look at this label, but she couldn't see any boat, any more than she could see the naked lady. "That's 'cause the boat is just where you can't see it," Granny had said. "He's got a boat for chasing the great white whale fish on the salt sea. He's always chasing it all round the world. It's called Mopey. It's a beast like a big cliff of chalk, I heard tell in a book." "Why is he chasing it?" Tiffany had asked. "To catch it," Granny had said. "But he never will. The reason being, the world is round like a big plate, and so is the sea, and so they're chasing one another. So it's almost like he's chasing himself. You never want to go to sea, Jiggit. That's where worse things happen. Everyone says that. You stop along here, where the hills is in your bones." And that was it. It was one of the very few times Granny Aching had ever said anything to Tiffany that wasn't, in some way, about sheep. It was the only time she ever acknowledged that there was a world beyond the chalk. Tiffany used to dream about the Jolly Sailor chasing the whale fish in his boat. And sometimes the whale fish would chase her, but the Jolly Sailor always arrived in his mighty ship, just in time, and their chase would start again. Sometimes she'd run to the lighthouse, and wake up just as the door swung open. She'd never seen the sea, but one of the neighbours had an old picture on the wall that showed a lot of men clinging to a raft in what looked like a huge lake full of waves. She hadn't been able to see the lighthouse at all. And Tiffany had sat by the narrow bed and thought about Granny Aching, and about the little girl Sarah Grizzle very carefully painting the flowers in the book, and about the world losing its centre. She missed the silence. What there was now wasn't the same kind of silence there had been before. Granny's silence was warm and brought you inside. Granny Aching might sometimes have had trouble remembering the difference between children and lambs, but in her silence you were welcome and belonged. All you had to bring was a silence of your own. Tiffany wished that she'd had the chance to say sorry about the shepherdess. Then she'd gone home and told everyone that Granny was dead. She was 7, and the world had ended. Someone was tapping politely on her boot. She opened her eyes and saw the toad. It was holding a small rock in its mouth. It spat it out. "Sorry about that," it said. "I'd have used my arms, but we're a very soggy species." "What am I supposed to do?" said Tiffany. "Well, if you hit your head on this low ceiling, you would have a definite claim for damages," said the toad.
Did I just say that?"
"Yes, and I hope you wish you hadn't," said Tiffany. "Why did you say it?"
"I don't know, I don't know," moaned the toad. "Sorry, what were we talking about?"
"I meant, what do the Pixies want me to do now?"
"Oh, I don't think it works like that," said the toad.
"You're the Kelder. You say what's to be done."
"Why can't Fionn be Kelder? She's a Pixie."
"Can't help you there," said the toad.
"Can I be of service?" said a voice by Tiffany's ear.
She turned her head and saw, on one of the galleries that ran around the cave, William the Gonagall. Up close, he was noticeably different from the other Feagles. His hair was neater and plaited into one pigtail. He didn't have as many tattoos. He spoke differently too, more clearly and slowly than the others, sounding his R's like a drum roll.
Yes, said Tiffany. "Why can't Fionn be Kelder here?"
William nodded.
"A good question," he said politely. "But you can. A Kelder cannot wed her brother. She must go to a new clan and wed a warrior there."
"Well, why couldn't that warrior come here?"
"Because the Feagles here would not know him. They'd have no respect for him."
William made respect sound like an avalanche.
"Oh, well, what was that about the Queen? You were going to say something and they stopped you."
William looked embarrassed.
I don't think I can tell you aboot.
I am the temporary kelder, said Tiffany,